The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Navigating Ireland's immigration system can be daunting, especially without guidance in your own language. Now, one man has been a lifeline for newcomers, helping them to find their way and to feel at home. And he's going to share his story with us now. His name is Edgar Flores. He is a family support worker at Clonas Family Resource Centre in County Monaghan. And he speaks a number of languages, including English, I'm happy to say, so we can conduct the interview. Edgar Flores, good morning and welcome.
Thank you very much.
Now, you came from Guatemala in 2023 with your family.
That is correct.
Now, you went into the asylum system. How difficult was it? Now, you do speak English, so...
Well, you know, it has all the challenges. I guess that as well, because of the overflow of people, you know, probably there is several services that try to provide support. However, you know, they can do as much as they can. But what I've found during all of this time is that you can always advocate to family resource centers. They are like a crucial point in community development and develop, with people introducing to services. And
how complex is the whole process, particularly if you don't understand the local language?
Well, you know, imagine if you don't speak the language when you come to a new country. It's very difficult. Some people, I work with all type of backgrounds. You know, I work with Irish people, with migrant families, with all type of people. But there's people that come here with working visas and they don't have access to medical, you know, because they don't really know how to do it or they don't know where need to advocate. So my director in that part, you know, I'm going to share a little bit of my story, right? So I start getting involved in my local community, knowing the services, going from one point to another. So I understood how complex it was at that moment.
But you could talk to people and they could explain to you exactly what's involved.
Exactly.
Other people cannot. How did you end up in Monaghan? I mean, did they tell you where you had to go?
Yes, the system transfer you wherever they have space or wherever they... I don't know how it works, but you get transferred. So I actually ended up in Monaghan, and then I will have to say that Monaghan, Clonas, they are a very resilient community, very welcoming. You know, there's no too much problem on integrating.
Now, you brought with you your family from Guatemala. How easy was it in terms of integrating them with the community?
Well, you know, children, they have a magical ability to integrate anywhere. You know, children, they have no judgmental pieces. So, you know, children can go to school. Within 6 months, they have the language. They, they can integrate. And schools, you know, teachers, they do such a lovely work with children, you know, with their integration, with teaching the language. In our case, all of us speak English, so it wasn't that complicated, yeah. Actually.
But you speak other languages as well?
Yes.
Spanish?
Yes, I speak Spanish, I speak Portuguese, I speak a little bit of other things. It helps me, basically, once I go through all of these roles, and I kind of figure out how where I need to go, what I need to do, then I get granted access to the labor market on November of 2023 at the end. And then by January, I got disposed in the Clonas FRC, which I've been doing. My director did an assessment of the community. She knew that there is a necessity of delivering services in other languages. So that's why I was hired in the first place. And then, you know, from there, I had to educate myself to get more training, more qualifications, especially in topics like welfare, revenue.
So you become the bridge, the conduit between the incomers who have no skills in English.
Exactly.
And they need services, and you're able to then explain that. But you had to learn yourself first about those services.
Oh, yeah. I had to get certifications. I have to go and get education so I could actually deliver, you know, in the proper way. I'm not a welfare officer or anything like that. But, you know, once you know, you can tell, you know, what we try to do is do a quick approach so we can avoid the families to go into into bad mental health state, you know. Our main focus, because all of our positions are funded by TUSLA, is basically is the childcare. That's the first point. But also, you know, on our point of view, is also help the parents to not go into a crisis, you know, not go into there.
Okay. Now the you got integrated in the community anyway. You got involved in other things that were going on in Mana.
Oh, exactly. So one of the things, you know, you heard the word integration, right? You heard the word, you hear these things all over the place. But, you know, one thing that is actually crucial is community integration, right?
So you don't want ghettoization. So if you have a lot of people from one country and they stick together and never really get involved in the community.
Exactly. You don't want to get like sectarian groups. So therefore, you know, I become volunteer in different organizations. And then once I learned this, I created a group that is called Monaghan Men's Group, which is designated to get the people, get them skills, present the services, and it's multicultural. So it's not just for migration people. It could be all type of backgrounds, you know, and we are supported by local groups, which, you know, it actually respects the community itself, you know, and we just participated in the activities that they allow us. Like if there is a project that they needed to complete, but they don't have a manpower.
So you become the volunteers.
We become the volunteers.
You got involved in Tidy Towns?
Yes. Tidy Towns was also one of our main points. So after doing a very huge amount of work, Tidy Towns got a gold medal, you know, recently. So it is actually a very good feeling because the people get that sense of belonging. So once they get that sense, even though, you know, you have people Arabic background, you have people from Africa, you have people from all different types of the world, and they come, they work, they do labor, and they feel part of something, you know?
Yeah. The difficulty of employment, I mean, when you're in the asylum system for a certain length of time, you get the permission to go and get work. You were a highly qualified man yourself when you came from Guatemala.
Yes, I have a degree on business and administration. I have different type of experience. I've always worked with people in different areas of management, training, development. So I guess that's why it was easy for me to work with people, you know, like developing.
Yeah. Is there a difficulty for people coming in like yourself with qualifications, getting those qualifications recognized in Ireland?
Well, yes. First of all, you need to know where to go, right? Which, you know, as well is one of the bridges. Currently, I'm studying to get a degree in community development because that's one of the main areas that I'm doing. So once I know how to get the recognition through the NIREC system in Ireland, then I was able to actually get into university. I'm doing my last year of community development right now. But once again, there's a huge necessity of working all. I think that all counties have a necessity of people, but if you know, our main vision right now is like if this could be implemented, you know, if we can get the proper funding from the authorities to continue with this, because there is a staff that has to continue with the group, you know, monitoring, keep those relationships. I do the background work, you know, like paperwork, funding, all of these things, but you know, without volunteer centers, without Tidy Towns, without sanctuary runners, it's very difficult. But to put all of that together,
do you think that we're missing out on the opportunities that incomers sometimes are available to serve us, but we don't give them permission to help us out?
Well,
you know, because we have so many deficits in our economy.
Well, you know, I guess that, you know, I don't know how, but. You have to wait a certain amount to apply for your access to the labor market. Then you have to wait for a response. I think that nowadays is sooner. I'm not really sure. But once you get that access, then you can dedicate in the area that you want. There is services of education like ETB that provides free education, free training. So there's all sort of services that you can link in. But the problem is that if the people doesn't know how to do it, then they get a problem.
Yeah. I'm wondering how people integrate in a place like Monaghan. Nothing wrong with Monaghan, but it's, you know, in Ireland, it's a cold enough place. It's very different to many of the places from where the immigrant population comes. And how do they cope? How do the kids cope Where's the sunshine?
Well, you know, I guess weather is something that all the people will always be complaining. But, you know, I guess that when the people come here, they feel safe. You know, people come from different backgrounds. They have different capacities, different type of traumas, problems when they came. So in a way, we Family Resource Centers, we always support the, you know, human rights of the people. You know, we try people, we take care as a special individual. So we are the ones that deal with social problems, with all of these things that help the people move from one point to another. And once again, watching that they don't get into a crisis mode.
Sure. Because, you know, people always think of immigrants maybe as just immigrants, that that's their problem, that they've had to move from one place to another. But they have all the other problems, the normal problems. If they've got teenagers, they've got teenage problems. If they've got, you know, someone with some sort of educational handicap, they've got to cope with that as well. So,
oh yeah, actually, it's as well in my case. My youngest boy is 5 years old, and he is on the spectrum of autism. So, you know, as well, it's a very complicated process. But once you get to it, you learn from it, and then, you know, you're able to. So I'm kind of like, want to say that I'm a vivid experience on going, and then based on my experience, I can help.
Now this Family Resource Center seems to be working very well, and I hope it's the same all over the place. But your message would be, use that resource.
Yes, I mean, like the Family Resource Centers are the ones that are trying to. You see in Family Resource Centers, you see people from all backgrounds, different problems, coexisting with no judgmental pieces. So therefore, you know, in Monaghan, sometimes there is, there is summer camp, and, you know, all children from different backgrounds, they go, there is volunteers from all different backgrounds as well, participate and integrate. And so, you know, the labor that the Family Resource Centers do in the communities is something very, very valuable.
Do you think that integration best comes from the bottom up, from the children who get to know other children whose parents then get to know each other?
Yes. You know, children play a vital role in integration. At the end, you know, they're the ones that adapt quicker to the system. They get the language quicker. And from there, you know, it's a learning experience as well.
Edgar Flores, who's a family support worker at Clona's Family Resource Centre in County Monaghan, thank you very much for joining us in studio today. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.